Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Knicks don't have a plan. When you go out there and get denied from Ime Udoka and the Rockets, when you get denied with Chris Finch, and that was a report last night, Francesa had that report, I believe, first, talking about the Knicks asked permission to speak to Chris Finch, and they were denied. And then today, the one that we kind of thought was the most likely of the hires, there was a report from Winhurst earlier in the week talking about there was mutual intrigue between Jason Kidd and the Knicks. And now today, just, you know, whatever, a half hour ago, we find out that the Knicks were denied yet again to speak to Dallas Mavericks head coach Jason Kidd.
Yeah, things are going well. Listen, this is a little circus here. There's no way around it. We are past the conjecture point because you're right. And we had healthy conversations. I stood one side. You stood the other. I thought the Knicks should have fired. You thought fired Tom Thibodeau. You disagreed. That was a very fair and good conversation because there was merit to both sides. What we're going through right now is worrisome because this is directly shouting from the top of the mountain that this was the owner. And anytime the Knicks have gotten in trouble in the past, it's when James Dolan intervened and put his fingerprints on things he knows nothing about. Now, that doesn't mean that this can't wind up in a good place, almost maybe by accident. Maybe they say, hey, you know what? Let's go with Mike Malone. He's won a championship. Hey, you know what? We like Johnny Bryant. He was here on the staff previously. He's young. He's innovative. Let's go with him, and it works out. I'm not saying that it can't work out. I'm not saying that this is the end of the Knicks here, but this is the first time, in years where they've kind of felt like the Knicks that we hate.
Yeah, I told you. The crack in the foundation. There's no way you could deny how we feel today about the Knicks as a whole. Not about their championship chance. Like, eventually they'll hire a head coach. Who that is, we still don't know. But and we'll see what players they bring in. So it's not about they're going to take a step backwards on the court. But how you feel about the organization today versus how you did a week ago or when Tom Thibodeau, before you got fired, it's night and day. It is back to the doubt, the circus type stuff that you're talking about now. With that being said, I still don't fully believe this was all Dolan. And I still don't fully believe they're not getting Jason Kidd. Like, this is just the first denial. There are some reports that are saying the Knicks still feel like, okay, even though the first, you know, no has taken place here, they don't feel like it's been ruled out. I don't know what the hell to believe other than...
I don't think they've asked Dallas yet, by the way, just to be clear. I don't think they've actually asked permission. The reports are... is that Dallas has kind of leaked out. Well, they could ask us, but we're not going to allow them to do it.
Oh, I thought the report was definitively that they were denied. I thought that Shams had that they were denied.
Shams had that
today.
Okay, because either way.
Yeah, Mark Stein as well. I'm just seeing this.
Stein.
Knicks have now formally requested permission to speak with Mavericks coach Jason Kidd, and the request was denied by Dallas.
But either way, this just looks very, very sloppy. There is no way you can tell me that there was a plan here. Because if there was a plan, you don't ask three different teams if you could talk to their coach. That's why I think it was much more Dolan, if not all Dolan. Leon Rose is too smart to make a big move like this and not have things lined up. This strikes me as the owner getting a little petulant, a little frisky, a little power-driven and saying, here's what's happening, now go figure it out.
That makes sense. But there were contradicting reports, and also, so I don't know what to believe.
Yeah,
honestly,
well.
I'm trying to follow. My initial gut instinct was exactly what you said because I couldn't believe that Leon Rose is going to move on from his good friend Tom Thibodeau, who, by the way, it's not just his buddy. Like, he had success. Look at the list of coaches who are available right now. Tell me who's definitively better than Tom Thibodeau. There isn't one. There wasn't one, and there isn't one. So then the reports were, okay, well, they're looking to take a big swing, and then that's where you lead to Udoka or Finch, potentially, or Jason Kidd. Denied. Like, the plan couldn't be, we're going to fire Tibbs and go try to poach a head coach that's under contract.
Correct.
That is a faulty plan.
100%.
But yet that is clearly what the plan is. It's not like, oh, they're trying to just give token interviews here.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's why I keep going back to the owner here. Because that is just, that's like a quick trigger. I'm not going to really think this through. And I don't like the way it went. Or I don't like what the player said in the exit interview. Or I don't like, whatever he doesn't like. That is the move made by person who is ultimately in charge, who's not thinking, the forward vision is not there.
Not thinking rationally and practically about this.
It's emotionally driven. Now, that's okay. Sometimes things are emotionally driven, but that's why you've got to work in conjunction with your basketball people, because the basketball people would say, hey, listen, boss, I get it. This guy said that, and this guy said that. All right, we might have to move on for him, but let's at least find out if we could get Jason from Dallas. Let's see what the Rockets are really thinking about Udoka or Finch from Minnesota. I mean, this is a very this is a shambled mess.
Right, but BT, right now, here's the thing. As I just we talked this out in real time here, we've done this for the last couple of weeks whenever they let Tibbs go. If it is in fact Dolan, then we've got major problems.
I agree.
And I'm not willing to go there yet, also because of stuff that has been reported by reputable reporters. I told you, somebody that I trust told me definitively it's Leon Rose. Now, I happen to think it's a little bit of a mix where maybe there was Dolan saying, all right, I think it's time for a change, and Rose saying, you know what, probably you can make that case, and here's Exhibit A, B, C, whatever. But this cannot be the plan. Like, I don't think Leon Rose was like, okay, yeah, let's fire Tibbs and go try to get Udoka or Finch or Kidd. I'm sure that once they made the decision to fire Tibbs, he was trying to think, okay, who's the next best guy? Mm. And you're going on down the list. But you had to know that there's a chance you might come up empty-handed. Now, it doesn't mean they're definitively not getting Jason Kidd yet. We don't know. But to me, coming up empty-handed, like, who's left on this list that's going to be definitively better than Tom Thibodeau?
I like Malone more than I think you do, and I think more than the Knicks do. I mean, there just seems to be a disconnect inside of the organization, maybe from his dad, whatever it might be. Like, nobody can convince me that a guy who was born here and raised here and whose dad was on the staff and who won a championship wouldn't be target number one, but it's not. So that obviously just connect the dots, common sense. Obviously, there's an issue between the way the Knicks perceive Malone. All right, so, and Johnny Bryant's young, and I like Johnny Bryant. I'm intrigued by that, but understand this. The Wizards have a head coach. The Nets have a head coach. The Blazers have, I'm trying to think, and no disrespect to the Nets, they're on the station, but the dregs of the NBA society have coaches. And right now, as we approach mid-June with the draft coming and summer league, and by the way, the Knicks are going to have to develop some young players, so don't tell me that just because they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, the summer league means nothing. No nonsense. It's very important, and right now the Knicks don't have a coach. I do understand. I'm fully aware that by the end of our show, or Evan and Tiki, Dallas is just playing them right
now. Maybe,
yeah. They very well might be playing a game. All right, here we go. Look at these idiots. They're desperate again. Let's get another first-round pick out of them. They very well might be playing the game. Or maybe Jason Kidd is playing the Knicks, trying to get – that's something else I read this morning. Trying to get a new contract, get it reworked, whatever. But the point is that even if this was the Knicks' plan, and there is not a person on the planet that can convince me that it was, it is too all over the map. There's nine things out there, guys. You can't tell me they had nine plans. But even if they did, right, it's still wrong because Dallas has the leverage because the Knicks are desperate. And when you go to strike a deal, the weakest possible point to do it is when the person you try to do business with knows you're desperate.
Well, and think about this. Even with the Johnny Bryant stuff that you were talking about last week, if the Knicks' plan was, okay, we want Johnny Bryant, we're moving on from Tibbs because we know we're going to go get our guy, the next young, up-and-coming, brilliant offensive mind, whatever. Okay, that would at least make sense. I wouldn't be on board with that for the reasons why I've said before. I don't like the inexperience, whatever. But at least it would have been a definitive plan. That was clearly not the plan. You wouldn't be asking permission to interview Chris Finch if that were the plan.
Yes.
These are now reported facts. Even if the plan was Jason Kidd, I can understand. You wouldn't be asking for permission to talk to Chris Finch, or same thing with Udoka. Like, it can't be, well, our plan is either this guy or that guy or this guy. When you fire a head coach that has had as much success as Tom Thibodeau has had with the Knicks, when you say that your singular mission is to win an NBA championship, you better have somebody clear in your mind. To me, there never was that clear person out there, period.
Yep.
Under contract or not, which is why it never made sense. Mm. Pat Riley in his prime, Phil Jackson in his prime, those guys aren't, Greg Popovich, whatever, pick a great
legendary.
They're not there. Otherwise, it would have been clearly, here's the guy. You fire Tibbs, you go get the guy that you know is better than he is. There was never that guy to begin with, and now their action since they fired one of the best head coaches the franchise has ever seen has been, let's try for this guy. All right, no, let's try for this guy. Let's try for that guy. The fact that they're getting denied is not the biggest deal. It's more that they didn't have a clear plan.
Which is why I keep going back to the owner here. And guys, think about this. Just logically, World Wide West is as piped in and as hooked up with everybody in the global basketball community as much as anybody walking the planet. He's involved in the Knicks organization strongly. And then there's Leon Rose, who was, as everybody knows, one of the absolute power brokers and still is in the sport.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Or to this day, are you telling me that guys with those kind of chops and those kind of contacts weren't able to reach out to Dallas? Hey, is this something we could do? We're going to move on from Tibbs if we can do this. Or the Rockets. Can we talk to Udoka? Like, these are things you do before you fire somebody unless the owner steps in.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Charlie is calling from Bethpage. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, BT and Sal. Good morning. How are you?
Good, Charlie. What's up?
Charlie boy.
I'm having withdrawals. I haven't spoken to you guys in such a long time because it's all been about the Knicks. But here's my Nick point. They fired the wrong guy. Rose should have been fired because the personnel out there can't take him to a championship, can't get a pass, an East Coast final against Indiana, and everybody overlooked Indiana anyhow. I mean, Tibbs has done a good job. Can he do better? Could he get him over? Yes, with the personnel he could. But if you're going to fire Tibbs, you better have your ace of spades in your back pocket and flip it over and say blackjack and have your guy. Who said they were going to get Kidd or the guy in Miami? You better make sure you got something in the backup plan, and there's no backup plan. So you might as well stay with Tibbs. Me, I like Malone, but I would have kept Tibbs there.
But it shouldn't be.
I would have get the right personnel.
Good to hear from you again, Charlie. It shouldn't be backup plan. It should be, okay, we're moving on from Tibbs, even though we did a great job, because we have somebody that we know we're going after that is definitively better. Your A plan, not a backup. And I'd like somebody to tell me, and it can't be, well, they don't say anything, so the media is just guessing and this and that. Yeah, I mean, there's an element to that. There's also not just guessing. There's reporting going on. The Knicks reached out to the Mavericks and were denied. The Knicks reached out to interview Chris, Finch.
Minnesota.
Were denied.
Yep.
The Rockets had to come out and say, no, you're not getting your hands on Udoka. Like, these are actual things that happened. The Jay Wright was a big name. We even, you know, it wasn't going to happen, but still, at least it had to come out and say, hey, that's not happening. Jay Wright does not want to go.
Hurley was meant, you know, yeah. We talked about that a little bit, Danny, up at UConn.
I'm assuming the Knicks knew that Jay Wright was going to be available when they made this decision anyway, but show me where the Knicks are acting as if they have a clue as to where they're going here for the head coach.
I can't, and we've just done 13 or 14 minutes of radio, and we could do 3 or 4 hours, which we do every day, and I won't be able to present that to you because I don't think that they have a clue. Think about this, guys. Like, all the years, and the fear is, and I'm not saying that I believe this will happen. I think the roster's too good. But the fear, this is worst case scenario, the stark regression back to the hell days, right? I got you. We all know what we're thinking in the deepest recesses of our Knick basketball minds. Eddie Curry, Marbury, Q Ridge, broken down Stevie Francis, 9,000 coaches. We're all worried about that. The difference, though, like, this is a great job. The owner will pay. It's the best venue in the league, and it's the brightest city in the league. And, oh, yeah, by the way, as much as you and I critique and everybody, because we know it's not a championship roster perfectly, yeah, we could bag on Cat all we want. 24-12, first, you know, started in the Eastern Conference All-Star game, second team All-NBA, Jalen Brunson, best clutch closer, statistically proven in the NBA, wings that could shoot, wings that could defend. I mean, this is a great job. So for the Knicks, and it wasn't always the case. So for the Knicks now to be scrambling when they've got so many assets and so many things going for them is incredibly disconcerting.
The biggest fear to me, and this has always been the case, is a repeat of what happened with Donnie Walsh. Donnie Walsh was finally somebody who came in that had credibility, had respect, built the Knicks up, and was in the process of building them up. and Dolan got antsy and got in the way. Pushed Donnie Walsh out. The rest
started with the Carmelo stuff for the most part.
Yeah, exactly,
LeBron presentation. They thought that he came across as very old and not appealing.
But it, when you took the basketball guy that was building it the right way and that has a pedigree to build winning teams, and you overstepped him. Now that's the owner's right; he can do what he wants.
Sure,
but that's where you have a problem. So my fear would be that that's happening again. I'm not sure we're there yet, but when you talk about like biggest fears, once that happens. The crack in the foundation becomes many cracks, and you start springing leaks, and now you're screwed and you have to build a whole new foundation because it starts with the head coach. Then it's going to be, well, the players are going to be upset because they're not happy with who the coach is or how the organization's operating, and then just everything is off the rails, and now you're screwed. Now, that may not happen for another year, 2 years, whatever, but that's the fear to me, is that if they know, and they do know if that is the case, like everybody in the building will know what the truth is. If they know that the owner's stepping in and throwing guys away that they like, that's how things go completely sideways and the Knicks get back to being what they were for the last 20 years.
A laughing stock. So, and you brought this up. You brought this up right away. I'm going to give you credit on that. You brought this up right away as a possibility, not as a certainty, but, hey, all right, you want to move on from Tom Thibodeau. That's good. Understand where we were. And we all lived it and we all know it intimately, but I was not fearful of that then. Because there is no way in my mind I thought that Leon Rose and World Wide West didn't have something powerful lined up. I find that baffling that that's where we are right now.
Right, and the powerful, by the way...
Stunning, actually.
It could be anything from they believe wholeheartedly in Johnny Bryant. We could disagree, we could agree.
Sure!
But at least in their mind, hey, we need to get this guy now.
Correct! How much can you believe in Johnny Bryant when he's the fifth choice?
Right.
Exactly. Now think about that.
And remember, there was a timeline where it could have been like, okay, like even for me who doesn't want somebody with no experience, oh, well, the Suns are about to hire him.
Yeah.
They better go get their guy who they believe is the future. That didn't happen.
No.
Suns made a different hire, and the Knicks have inquired about many other. So there was no, it's not about Johnny Bryant being the right or wrong guy. It's about them not definitively having identified the guy that they want.
That's the money point. They're not convicted. It's like, hey, knock, knock, can we talk to your coach? No. All right. Knock, knock, can we talk to your coach? No. All right. Knock, there's three teams. I mean, you keep knocking. If somebody's going to get the job. And this doesn't mean that they're doomed to fail, but it reeks of... It reeks of anarchy, of a disjointed front office, different views. And I'll tell you something else. I think the Knicks may have made, even though I was okay with firing Tom Thibodeau and still am,
right.
I think their fatal flaw or sin in this whole process was empowering the players too much. They listened to those players and they took what they said about Tom Thibodeau, whomever they were, two or three guys just begged on Tom Thibodeau.
And not Brunson.
Definitely not Brunson. And I believe Dolan, ownership, took that to heart and said, all right, enough is enough, and here we are.
Brad is in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Guys, it's baseball season, but I got to call it. This is crazy. At this point, yeah, Johnny Bryan, our test, maybe. Really,
he's
like,
on, my
on that one.
I mean, look, we're going to get down to it. Maybe our test will get a call.
Now listen, can Leon Rose call Tibbs and say he's sorry? Like, at this point, is that like, can we get to that point?
Yeah, they're paying
like,
him anyway.
Tibbs will take the job back, I'm sure of it.
You know,
like, I hate to say that.
I don't even think you're kidding. Well, you know what? Let's actually have that conversation coming up.
Okay.
It's been brought up a little bit on the station.
I heard Gio mention it this morning.
Yeah, Gio mentioned it. I think another caller, I got a couple of tweets on that. Like, we can't ignore that, but I also don't want to stuff it into 20 seconds. It's a fair question whether it's incredibly plausible or not. We got to knock that around a little bit. But right now, the Knicks are scuffling, and right now, the Knicks look like a mess.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.